Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur Podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Well, welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Monday, the 24th of July, 2017. Not spoken for a while. Obviously, Colin is very busy with his son, Chris McKee, making sure that he becomes the fantastic professional footballer. I'm sure he will be one day. And I've spoken to him on Twitter and text messages back and forth. So still very much good mates with Cole, and hopefully we'll get him on at some point this season. Obviously, we had a brilliant season last year, and there were lots of other podcasts which did a great job. E-Spurs, Fighting Cock and the rest of them, always give them a mention. Never mention us, but there we go. Why not? We're all Spurs and worth having a listen to. Not much really on those podcasts that I could add to be honest with you. Didn't really do many shows, also being incredibly busy, with different things going on. So never really got round to doing too many shows. But you know what? This season we're back at Wembley, or I should say we're at Wembley. So I think it'll be a different season, I think there'll be plenty to say. I'll do a few shows, on my own. I've got plenty to say. I can normally find an argument with myself. I'll do plenty of that, arguing with myself, as I'm sure you do as well in the car, when you're on your own and you hear some comment on the radio, or obviously you read Twitter before you get in the car, but if someone says something, you think, oh, and you go back and forth, and pretty much that's what this show is, just opinions, we'll have hopefully a few guests on. As many listeners will know, my dad plays loads and loads of golf, and he'll often come home and give me a ring and say, hey, guess who I play golf with today? For example, the other day, Graham Roberts, who we have had on the show before, but he said, they started off by saying, right, well, who's going to be Robbo? Because obviously my name's Robinson. And they got off on a good foot there and had a right laugh, apparently. We'll probably have him on again. And with those sort of connections, hopefully we'll have a few more guests and more interviews coming up. What I thought we'd do, get straight into the football here. And I'm just going to go through the stories from Sky Sports because there's plenty to talk about, and give you my opinion on these stories. So the first one, it says injured Barkley does not travel. So this is from a few days ago. Obviously, Ross Barkley is someone that we've been linked to over and over again. People have their opinions. Yes, no. For me, he's the sort of player that is ideal. Really for Tottenham. Every time I've sort of seen him play against Tottenham, he's been a handful. First game of the season last year, he scored a goal, and I thought he really got stuck in the game against us. He's English, which is an advantage without a shadow of a doubt. When they know the Premier League and they know the culture, it's got to be an advantage. I don't see any problem with that. Obviously, an England international as well, who seems to be someone that wants to play, for England as much as possible. He didn't play too much in the last few friendlies, and I know people, on Twitter, not just Spurs fans or Everton fans, but lots of journalists were sort of saying, where is he? So, I think they rate him highly as well. I don't know if I didn't follow his career too much this year, whether he was in and out of the Everton side, not too sure. But I think Ross Barkley with his head screwed on would have been a first timer in that team. First choice definitely. I think Koeman sort of looked at it and got from sort of Christmas, he was clear that he probably wanted to go, so he probably didn't play him as much because of his attitude. The important thing is that this player is somebody that is ideal for the next step up. He's the sort of player that plays for a side in the top half, not top six quite, but the top half of the table. And these are the type of players that I've always said that we should be getting. Regulars for their Premier League side, who you know, the fans of those clubs would say, yep, you know, he's one of the, you know, five or six that definitely starts, definitely plays, and then they make that next step up rather than always having to go abroad. You know, sorry, we're not going to get players from Real Madrid or Barcelona or Bayern Munich. You know, just let's be real here. Possibly a player that, you know, has completely fallen out with the manager, or, you know, isn't flavour of the month, you know, like a Van der Vaart. But that really was a one-off. You know, people talking about Isco. I mean, no chance. Absolutely no chance. Isco maybe a year ago, who wasn't getting in the side, but he played in the Champions League and he took Bale's place. So I can't see Isco saying, oh, do you know what? You know, even though I played in the Champions League final and I fancy going to Tottenham. No chance. It's not happening. So, you know, forget about that for the time being anyway. And so you've got to think about players that would want to come to Tottenham. And, you know, from those top clubs, I don't think it's going to happen. Anybody, you know, thinks that we're going to get one of the first team players from Man City, Man United, you know, we don't want really players from Arsenal or Liverpool, Arsenal or Chelsea. And, you know, Liverpool is still Liverpool, as my friend Martin Heiser once said to me. You know, they're still Liverpool. You know, our top players, you know, I remember we'd been linked with Henderson a couple of years ago. And not going to happen. You know, Henderson's not going to look at it and go, oh, do you know what? I fancy moving away from Anfield and going to play for Tottenham. Sorry, it's not going to happen. And I know you think, oh, you know, we've finished above them all these years and what have you. Sorry, you've got to be real about this, and, you know, plan for those top European sides with all that history and all that tradition. You know, we've got to be thinking, you know, where are we going to get our players from? Obviously, in the history, we've got loads of players from West Ham. We've got, you know, loads of players from sort of those middle sides, and you know, that's where we're looking. Those mid-table sides who fancy that step up, and I like that. I like these players that, you know, play week in, week out for their side, so they can come straight in. Perfect example is Wanyama, who, you know, knew the Premier League, played for Southampton week in, week out, came in to Tottenham, and didn't take any time, did he, to get stuck in? Didn't take any time at all to find his feet. You know, just straight into it, and was arguably our player of the year last year. So I think someone like a Ross Barkley would be absolutely ideal. Just moving up on the stories here about Trippier signing a new Spurs deal. Obviously, you know, I think that's great for Kieran Trippier. He came in last year. The games that he did play, I thought he did really, really well. There was the one game, obviously, where I think one of the European games where nobody played well. You know, but, you know, people get picked on him and Sissoko for poor performances, and, you know, it was just dreadful, you know, all round performances by everybody. So I thought that was a bit unfair. And, you know, people show these isolated incidences. Martial, you know, beat him to score the goal for Man United. I mean, blimey, I used to remember watching, you know, these other fullbacks that we had who didn't put a foot right in 20 games they played. You think, for goodness sake, have you actually passed it to a bloke in a white shirt in 20 games? You know, and I'm not going to name names, but you know who our fullbacks have been over the years. And Kieran Trippier makes one little mistake, and all of a sudden he's not good enough. You know, it's like watching this friendly the other day, and Carter Vickers, you know, people are saying he's not good enough. Oh, he's not good enough. Well, look, you know, he hasn't played any football for us. It's a friendly against Paris Saint-Germain, Cavani, one of the best strikers in the world, and yeah, he looked a little bit out of his depth. Well, give the guy a chance, you know, give him a few games before you start saying they're not good enough. So with regards to Trippier, really, really pleased. You know, and as I say, I thought he came in last few games, and looked terrific. Really, really good. Great attitude, and a good player. You know, let's not forget that he's a fantastic crosser of that ball. And how many times do we say about a player, oh yeah, they're good at this, they're good at that, but they can't cross a ball? Aaron Lennon stands out, you know, one of our Spurs favourites, couldn't cross a ball to save his life. And even Kyle Walker, who is a, you know, we've always said, fantastic athlete, you know, covers his mistakes by getting back quite often. You know, what are you going to do about that? You know, so Trippier, happy with him. Is he first choice? Well, give him a few games. I'm happy, perfectly happy to him to for him to start against Newcastle. I will not be thinking, oh no, why didn't we buy someone? Because, you know, we're linked to this right back, Pierre or whatever his name is. I haven't got a clue. I don't know if he's any good or not. So people on Twitter going, oh, we've got to, you know, throw the money at him, give him this, that and the other and get him in. Well, really? You've been watching, is it Porto he plays for? I don't know. Been watching Porto for the last 2 or 3 years. Have you know what he's like? I don't understand it. You know, a name comes up and it's like, oh yeah, we need him in. No, not for me. Let's see how Trippier gets on. And the other lad who played the other day, obviously, Walker Peters, he looked good. He looked very much in the Danny Rose vein, very much in that mould of, getting stuck in, aggressive. And I liked him. First time I'd seen him play as well. You know, I don't watch the youth games like Windy does. I wish I could, but I haven't quite got enough time for all that. But first time I'd seen him and I was impressed, I've got to say. So, right back, I think we're all right. And one final thing on that, it's a right back position. You know, we're not talking about the three behind the striker, you know, that crucial, you know, entertainment factor. This is a right back, you know, so let's not worry too much about, oh no, we haven't got a brilliant right back. You know, we've got a very good right back who I've been very impressed with. And, you know, Kieran Trippier, you know, I would like nothing more for him to take Kyle Walker's place in the England side as well. That'd be fantastic. On to Kyle Walker. You know, he's been good for us. I think he was brilliant last season, but the season before he was iffy. I remember having loads of Twitter debates with people about, mistakes he was making and, these brain farts that he does. But which he seemed to get over last year a little bit. But I can see him still having a few more for Man City, or, you know, I hope he does. You know, players that leave Tottenham want to leave Tottenham. If that's the case, then I don't want them to do well at the next club necessarily. Although, actually, I wanted Bale to do quite well at Real Madrid. So, you know, there you go, arguing with myself again. But with Walker, you know, they've got this other right back in, and it would make me very, very happy if that right back plays the first game, either in Champions League or in the league game. You know, I think as Spurs fans, we support Tottenham, and anyone that wants to leave us, we sort of say, you know, bye bye. You know, hope nothing too terrible happens to you, but if you're stuck on the bench for that first game, I will have a little chuckle without a shadow of a doubt. Boo me. By the way, on booing, when he comes to play for Man City, if he plays against us, will you boo him? Now, listen, I personally don't boo. I did boo once. I think it was Walker, actually. I think against Man City, he gave the ball away and Kevin De Bruyne scored. And the first thing he did was he was moaned at all the other players. And I think I booed. And as I was booing, I was like, oh, what am I doing? I'm a grown man. Oh, this is really embarrassing. So I'm someone that doesn't actually boo. But when he comes to Wembley, will the Spurs fans boo? You know, I was listening to Fighting Cock and all they sort of agreed that he wouldn't get booed. He'd get, a round of applause, which I was really surprised at, actually, because I thought, you know, actually, no, if someone wants to leave Tottenham, however good they've been, you know, you give them a little, you're not happy with them, not happy at all. So I wouldn't be surprised if he does get a bad reception. Not a horrendous Sol Campbell-style, barricade, but certainly a few disgruntled people, or just ignore him. That's the best thing to do. If he just gets on the ball and we all just go silent and just go, whatever, we're not bothered. We got Kieran Trippier. Something like that. I don't know. Do what you want. Do what you want with that. Clap him or boo him. It's up to you. With regards to other stories, Sissoko mentioned him earlier. You know, he gets really, really, really slated, doesn't he, by everybody on Twitter and Facebook and everything. Not popular at all. Have we seen enough of him? For me, no. Although I don't think he can take anybody's place. I know I had a back and forth with someone about Clinton Engie. And when we sold him, I sort of said I wasn't. Disappointed at all. And the message back was, have we seen enough of him? No, we couldn't. But who would you bring him in for? No one. It's like Nkudu this season. He hasn't played enough games without a shadow of a doubt. Or Carter Vickers or Wimmer, they all haven't played enough games. But, you can't bring him in for anybody else, can you? So it's up to them to force themselves into the team, or hope that someone gets injured, but Spurs fans, sorry, you haven't been able to get yourself in the side. Yeah, it's up to you to sort that out with Sissoko. Can I see him doing it if he stays? You know, the biggest thing for me is I'd like to think so. I'd like to think that he will, you know, sort of, he's had that first season. And don't forget, my always use the same example, Chris Waddle, first season, absolutely terrible. He was terrible, and he's my hero. But after that, he came on and was obviously, you know, a fantastic player in the end. Sissoko, he won't obviously do that, but... will he be better in his second season? I thoroughly hope so. You know, and get on the ball and do that. You know, the stuff he's good at is sort of staring down the fullback and running at them, and not using skill necessarily, but using his his scariness, if you like, and his power and pace to get down that line, get the crosses in, you know, maybe score a few goals as well. Maybe he needs sort of a couple of goals and, you know, Spurs fans to get behind him a bit more, and he might be all right. You know, he's one of these players, you know, as with Adebayor, who, you know, people talk about his work rate not being good enough. And, you know, me, again, I pipe on about it, but I saw plenty of running. I really did. It was Soldado who I thought gave up with the running. And that's a controversial view, I know, but... listen, I watched him week in, week out, and that's what I thought. So Soko, you know, is that sort of player who is getting booed at the moment and he's getting negativity. You know, if he scores a couple of goals, hey, might turn around, a little bit more confidence, you might see a difference to Soko. So, you know, you never know with him, but saying all that, he'd probably be sold in the next couple of weeks, so you can ignore all that. Next, we've got... a comment about Kane. So Kane obviously got his first goal against PSG. I enjoyed that friendly. I watched the first half on Twitter, sort of telling everybody I'm a real fan because I'm staying up. And then, of course, fell asleep at half time and missed the whole second half. But as soon as I woke up in the morning, I went onto YouTube and the whole game was there. So actually, there was no need to stay up and watch it. I could have just watched it on YouTube first thing in the morning, which is probably what I'll be doing for the Roma game and the Man City game. You know, great for Kane to score. You know, he's looking good, isn't he? You know, really, really excited for this season. I thought everybody was great. You know, obviously the Eriksen goal was terrific, and Alderweireld's goal was good as well. And do you know what? You know, this is PSG we're talking about here. You know, I know it's a friendly, but they've got Dani Alves there, and they've got all these, you know, superstars. And, you know, we beat them. Which is terrific. You know, results don't mean anything, of course, since the wonderful Bentley performance against Roma. But to win these sort of games, it's good to see. I think we beat Inter Milan, didn't we, last year? We smashed them, and it was great. And, you know, beating these sides can only be a good thing. You know, it's not going to be a negative, hopefully, like the Roma game. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. Just got a little message here about Man United. You know, what makes me think about is the Dyer situation. Now, last summer, I was told by a mate of mine that Dyer was looking away, and he was looking at the Manchester clubs. You know, they were interested in him, and he was keen. You know, the thing about Dyer, you know, you have to remember that he's not, you know, got Spurs links, so he's not going to, you know, he wasn't a boyhood Spurs fan. And, you know, these are two clubs that, you know, could offer more money, possibly more success, you never know. And for someone like Eric Dyer, he might be thinking, you know, oh, I fancy that. Hope not. I really, really hope not. But, you know, you have to factor these things in when you think about these. You know, they don't think like us fans. They don't think, oh, well, I can see Spurs, you know, being brilliant now after all these years of not being so good, and you know, Spurs in our hearts. You know, Eric Dyer hasn't necessarily got that same blueprint as we have. So, you know, if these sides do come in for him, you know, he might have his head turned. I really hope not. You know, at the moment, I'm kind of thinking it's 50-50, to be honest with you. I know people on Twitter have sort of said, no way is he going, or, you know, is a possibility. So at the moment, I'm kind of 50-50 on it. You know, let's see how it pans out in the next couple of days. With regards to, you know, price, everyone's got a price. I'm sorry, but everyone's got a price. You know, Kyle Walker for 50 million or whatever it is, a little bit more than that possibly, you know, eventually you know, you're going to have to go. You know, and if he wants, the lad wants to go. Clearly, he wanted to go. And Poch sort of said, yeah, all right, see you later. If you want to go, I've got cover. You know, you can go. And that's just football. That's the way it is. You know, I'm not going to give Man City any credit whatsoever if they win the league this year, because I think their spending is outrageous. It's not football. Sorry, it's not. You know, yes, buying the odd player here or there, you know, breaking your wage or breaking your fee record is fine once in a while. But sorry, if you're just going to go, you know, 50 million there, 50 million there, you know, each position, 50 million, 80 million, 70 million for each position, that's not football. Honestly, that really isn't. That's just, you know, let's just go and buy a load and load of players and, you know, you win the league. And as a fan, great. You know, if you're a Man City fan, you're jumping around going, isn't this brilliant? And I've got no problem with the fans. But in terms of the club, in terms of the team, I'm not going to go, yeah, well done. Oh, fully deserved. Because, sorry, it's not. It's just you're just throwing loads of money at it. And listen, if for Spurs, if we get a shake in and he buys loads of players for 100 million or 80 million or whatever, fantastic. You know, I'm not gonna turn around and go, oh no, I don't really feel that we've won it properly, because you know, I'm a fan of the club and I'm desperate for success and I'm desperate to win trophies. So I'm going to be jumping around like a lunatic if that does happen. But you know, to do it this way. To do it the way the Spurs have done it, you know, being shrewd, I think he's great. You know, that's the problem with Levy, isn't it? Because people criticise him for not putting the money in, and you know, and then criticise Man City for spending all that money and saying it's not real. So I don't know, you know, which side really to go on there. You know, as a fan, you want success and you're desperate for trophies, and Spurs do spend a lot of money, but nowhere near in that region of these Man Cities and even Man United's now. You know, it's like 80 million for him and 70 million for him. It's unbelievable the amount of money that they are spending. And, you know, but if they've got it, yeah, spend it, rightly so. But you know what? You're not going to get any credit off me if you win the league. You know, Leicester, well, it just shows you don't need to throw loads of money at it. You just need a real solid, you know, a team, and keep your team together and keep it fit. You know, get players like Danny Drinkwater getting stuck in every week, and, you know, players like Vardy knocking the goals in. You know, Mara's obviously on fire. Mara's someone we're linked to. You know, if he can come in and be good, that's great. But you know, I don't think I'd be happy with spending 40, 50 million on someone like Mahrez. You know, if you can get him for 30, I think that's acceptable. But you know, I think you can get better players for 40, 50 million personally, because I think he's only really played that one season, and he wasn't that good last year. And I think you can get better players. But you know, what do I know? What do I know? The other one here is Winks coming back in the side. You know, somebody that, you know, we all want to see do well, don't we? Everybody's raving about him. All the Spurs fans that I speak to or on Twitter or whatever always bang on about how brilliant he is and how he's going to come into the side. Well, how's he going to come into the side if we're going to fork out, you know, for two or three players at 50, 60 million? He's not, is he? So you've got to think about what do we want these players to come through? Do we want Harry Winks to come into the side and, you know, replace Dembele on 60, 70 minutes every game? Or do we want, yeah, because if we buy someone else, Winks is staying on the bench and we're seeing him in you know, in League Cup games and things like that. So, you know, I'd like to see him play. Like with Trippier, I'd like to see him play. I'd love to see him start at Newcastle rather than sitting on the bench with some new right back from wherever he's from, you know, for 30 million, because I think he deserves a chance. And I've enjoyed, you know, the thing is, I've enjoyed watching him and I've enjoyed watching Winks. It's not like a player that I haven't enjoyed watching. You know, I haven't enjoyed watching Sissoko, so I'm not interested in him, you know, starting the game, but I've enjoyed watching these other guys, and I think, you know, I'd like to watch them some more. So there we go. So just moving on then to a few questions on Twitter here. I've got question from who have we got here? We've got KG William. So he said, is top four over a trophy the real aim again this season, given the restrictions our board place on the squad? Just on the message there about restrictions our board place on the squad, you know, I think it's really, really difficult to know what our bank balance is. You know, we've got the new stadium coming in. We've got, we do pay, you know, certain amounts for players and wages and what have you. We've got a half decent squad, but to know exactly how much money we've got, you know, people say the stadium and the team aren't linked. Well, I don't know how that's the case. You know, if you budget for a holiday, and you think, right, you know, I'm going to allow myself so and so for that holiday, and then you save up and you've got that money, and then you've got, you know, and then you've paid for it if you like, but you've got that holiday coming up. You know, and someone says, oh, do you want to buy the car? It will factor in your mind. You think, well, I've already paid for the holiday, but that is still coming up. It is round the corner. You know, do I want to pay for the new car with all the extra features and all the rest of it? Or do I want to hold back a little bit, just get the standard car, just so I can maybe spend a little bit more on that holiday, you know, that's coming up? So it's that stadium, you know, the stadium is coming up and we're not there yet. So any money that you think, well, you know, that's all right, we'll just spend an extra 5 or 10 million or 20 million, you know, Levy might be thinking, well, actually, if I don't spend that extra 20 million, I can spend it on the stadium. I don't know. I'm just speculating. And the fact is that it is not here yet. And I sent a tweet out saying, you know, this season, next season, we've got to consolidate either a trophy or top four, because the thing is, if you know, people come back at me and say, no, we need more than that. But the thing is, I'm only going on history. And our history over the last, let's say, 20 years is the fact that we've only done one or the other. So if you want to do two of those things, great. But we've only done one or the other. So, and we are in this stage at the moment where we're not in the new stadium. You know, when we're in the new stadium, brilliant. Let's go for it. Let's go for as much as we possibly can. And two or three things would be great. One thing would be great. But if we can have two things, that would be great. You know, like a League Cup and a top four. Brilliant. Yeah, very happy with that. However, at the moment, we're still in this sort of cloud of in between, you know. So to get top four, you know, to get top four, don't forget, you've got to finish above either, well, say, let's say, for argument's sake, Man City win the league, Man United come second, Chelsea third, we're fourth, right? To get fourth, we have to finish above Liverpool, who are spending millions, and it's Liverpool, as I said earlier, and Arsenal, who, all right, they don't spend millions, but it's still Arsenal, and that pains me to say it, but to finish above them again, you know, history shows that we haven't done it very often. So to do it again would be, I think, wonderful. And if we haven't got a trophy to go with that, then okay, but wouldn't it be great to finish above them again into fourth and they get the Europa Cup again? I mean, I think we'd be all be delighted with that, even if we don't get a trophy. On the flip side, or along with that, if we get a trophy, and I'm counting the League Cup in that, because the League Cup is a day out at Wembley, and I bang on about this, but the thing that comes to my mind when I think about, you know, I want happy thoughts, if you like, is beating Arsenal at home in the semi-final, and then Chelsea at the League Cup final. You know, Man City away comes close, you know, with Peter Crouch, and you know, other games in recent memory come close, but the best game in the last 10 years for Spurs was the League Cup final, and we won it, and it was fantastic. Coming away from that stadium, I've never sang so much, I've never been so happy in the last 10 years. So sorry if you think that the League Cup's Mickey Mouse, but for me, and I think for all the fans that were there, and if we do it again this season coming up, it will go down as a fantastic day and days that you remember, you know, that lifting that trophy. So the League Cup's in it, or FA Cup would be fantastic. You know, Europa Cup, it means so much more now because you've got Champions League place, as Man United showed this year. So if we drop down to that again, you know, I think I'd want to win that. You know, in previous years, no, because, you know, it's not worth anything. But now you've got the Champions League place, it's worth so much more. So a trophy or top four would be a great season for us. It really would be. Even if you think it's not progress, I suppose it's not. You know, hands up, it's not progress necessarily. But the thing is, all these other teams have progressed. They are throwing loads of money at it. So to make that progress, to still fend off these other sides and get in that top four, I think would still be a fantastic achievement, even if we don't get second. And, you know, it depends how the season pans out. But to saying it right now, you know, people might be thinking, well, wait, that's not progress. But you have to take all the factors into account, not just Tottenham. Not just Tottenham finishing second one year and third or fourth the next year. You have to factor in the fact that everybody else has thrown a load and load of money at it. And Everton have thrown a load of money at it as well, haven't they? So, you know, you've got them coming up. You know, West Ham, I've got no hatred for West Ham whatsoever because, you know, I don't see them as a rival in any way. I know fans listening to this don't like West Ham, but I've not got a problem with them. They're a nothing club, if you ask me. You know, they'd probably hate that even more for me saying that. But look how much money they've shelled out. And, you know, that guy Arnautovic is somebody that I have actually said I wouldn't mind him coming on off the bench last 25 minutes. So I think he's a terrific player. Hernandez, they bought, good goal scorer. You know, can he play 90 minutes? I don't know. I've never seen him play 90 minutes. I've only ever seen him as a sub or subbed. You know, and he's on 140 grand a week. You know, Spurs fans, would we be happy if we'd have got him in as a sub on 140 grand a week, thinking about all these other players who have just signed a contract last year for 70, 80,000 a week and thinking, you know, wouldn't they be thinking, wait there, why is Hernandez coming in on 140 grand a week? And you know, and Dele Alli's looking at it and going, well, wait there, I'm only on 80 grand a week. I don't know how much he's on, but I don't think it's that much. And so there you go, you know, it's difficult. It is really difficult. And it's not as cut and dry as just chucking a load of money at it, because you know, there's repercussions from then on. Did the PSG game show we need to spend 80 million this week and bring in everyone on my target list, Piera, Mahrez and Kovacevic? I think Kovacevic is at Real Madrid, so I don't know why. You know, I can't see Real Madrid players coming to Tottenham. And I've talked about the other ones there. Where is the new Park Lane Shelf side in Wembley? I don't know. I got my Wembley tickets. I'm really, really happy. I didn't go for the first option, which was in the lower tier. Quite good seats, but I've got my 8-year-old boy who I take, and I knew that I'd have to pick him up every 30 seconds because obviously the fans stand up, so we had to go up a tier, and I'm so, so pleased. Well, I'm really pleased in one way, not in another. First of all, I'm really pleased because we got right in the centre, third row, north side, so we can get straight out and in easily, and I think they're brilliant seats because they're right on the halfway line. Not so pleased because when I sent the message out, I saw my very good friend Andrew Rockle, who I love to argue with on here about different things, and but he's a top man, sitting right next to him. Unbelievable. We sort of, where are you? Oh, North Stand. Oh, whereabouts? And went back and forth and found out we're actually next to him. So, you know, unbelievable. But I will, of course, put my son next to him so I don't have to listen to his drivel every single match for 90 minutes. Now, you can argue with yourself, Steve. That's from Carl Woodbridge. Absolutely correct, Carl. Which positions do we need to strengthen? He's asking here. Three players scored 20 plus last season. Difficult to improve. I think we need to add pace out wide. I'd agree with that, but it's difficult to know who. You know, again, Mahrez, fine. 30 million, something like, you know, look, if we pay 40 million for him, it's not money out of my pocket, is it? So I'm not that concerned if we pay over the odds. But you know, are there better players we can get? Not sure, not too sure. Mr. Gaz, where have you been? I know funding cuts have been bad, but, and then he said, Eric Dyer, trap volley, surely, has the most skill and control, must be picking up tips from Dele Alli. Okay, what else we got here? Brexiter Bingo. I'll talk about that on a different show if I ever choose to do one. So thanks, Mr. Gaz, for all your comments there. Let's just see if there's any more here on Twitter that I can talk about. Fans can have different opinions, but I would like to know who is the arbiter of what being a real fan constitutes. That's from Nick Gala. I think that was before I sent out the tweet about having questions. But Nick Gala, yeah, what is a real fan? It's funny when people say, you're not a real fan, you're not a fan. And, you know, my thing about being a real fan is if you've ever sung Diamond Lights in the shower, then you're a real Spurs fan. You know, that is my criteria. I was going to say it's if you can sing Hotshot Tottenham from start to finish, which I obviously can do, but I'll let people off with just as long as you've sung Diamond Lights in the shower or anywhere else. If you sang it in public, fantastic, you're a proper Spurs fan there. Anything else on here on Twitter? No. If I go to Facebook, have a look on there to see if I've got any questions. We've got Jason from the eSpurs podcast, a good friend. Here you are, because I sent out a little joke about saying all questions will be read out, unlike at Love the Shirt, which of course is Fighting Cock and eSpurs. And he says here, eSpurs answer every question at great length on their website. A slight, that is true on great length, kind of, Jason, but as I messaged you the other day, your man Ricky there, who you know, is a great presenter. I think he's got a really good voice, much better than mine. But he does always say, if you notice, very quickly, answer that quickly. That I've got a question for you, but got to be quick about it. So you know, I know I've got my verbal tics. You know. I say it all the time. So sorry about that. So I haven't got a leg to stand on, but nice to have a little joke with the other presenters now and again. Let's just see if we got any more questions here. Terry Hill, I've never met him, but I'd like to, because I think he's Spurs through and through as well. Goes to all the nights that Davey Elder and Richard Cracknell organise, and amongst others. So well done. Anything less than 7 points for our opening three home league games at Wembley will be disastrous. Surely it's mental weakness in the players, fans' minds. Are he playing their thoughts? You know, the Wembley thing, you know, great. We've got Chelsea first. You know, I couldn't think of a worse game, you know, to have than Chelsea. Because, you know, we played there the last three or four times. It's Chelsea, and apart from the League Cup final, which we won, you know, we just keep on losing to Chelsea, unfortunately. You know, I'd much rather a Bournemouth or a Brighton or someone like that, who hopefully, you know, will get the results against, and then, you know, stop this Wembley hoodoo. So I'm not sure if we'll get 7 points, to be honest with you. You know, I'll take a draw against Chelsea, definitely. And then hopefully win the next couple, but it's going to be tough. But you know what? I use some excuses. I use, you know, I'll use the fact that we've got a new stadium coming up to as an excuse for the fact that we're not spending loads of money on players. I think that is a valid excuse. I don't think it's an excuse playing at Wembley. I think that's not an excuse. And anybody that says, "Oh, it's we lost that game because we playing at Wembley," I think that's rubbish. I think that really is nothing to do with football. You know, if you can't get your... They talk about these other teams. Oh, they're all going to come to Wembley and they're all going to up their game. Well, hang on. So our players aren't going to up their game. You know, what a privilege. What a fantastic thing for a professional footballer to be able to do, to play a season at Wembley. You know, what player... Like, so you're telling me that Dele Alli's going to turn around and go, "Oh, I don't really fancy playing at Wembley for a season." I mean, why? How can you have that in your mental, you know, capacity? Crazy. So, and I think actually we should use that as a bargaining tool for these players that, you know, sort of who are umming and ahhing about playing for Tottenham. Hey, listen, come and play at Wembley for a season. You know, the home of football. You know, the proper home of football, by the way, not these ridiculous posters you see in London undergrounds where it's the Emirates Stadium. Oh, come for a tour around the home of football. It's not the home of football. What are you talking about? It's not even your home. You're from Woolwich. Absolute rubbish. But yeah, a little one about Arsenal there, and of course they got Arsene Wenger for another two seasons. So you know, hilarity ensues when they lose their first couple of games, because it'll all keep going, won't it? You know, that saga will never end. You know, I still think they'll be competing. I still think they'll be up there, and it'll be incredibly hard games against us. But you know, here's a thought: how about Spurs beat when we play it at Wembley? And yeah, and it's not 50-50. It's you know, whatever, 85,000 Spurs fans and 5,000 Arsenal fans. And you know, imagine getting a result against them. Won't that be a fantastic, you know, occasion if that can be the case? You know, dread to think what would happen the other way. But hey, right, I'll leave it there. Great. Thanks for listening. Obviously, you know, it's not the best of podcast situations. If you do listen to this and you think you know you might have quite a bit to say, and you want to contribute, maybe be on the show, absolutely fine. Send me a tweet. Send me a message, just say, yep, I fancy giving it a go. It's difficult to schedule because I just like doing these off the cuff, but if we can get around that scheduling and sort that out, that's absolutely fine. You know, big up to mates, Dan Jones, and, you know, oh, my boys just turned up. My boys just got here. You all right, Sam? You want to say something? No? All right, makes a change. Good. So thanks for listening, everybody, and see you next time. Come on, you Spurs.